WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police announced the deaths of three people in a Westside apartment were the result of a murder-suicide. According to preliminary autopsy results, Melvin Benfield shot his wife, Virginia, and a neighbor, Larry Davis, before turning the gun on himself. Police also reported Melvin had a protective order against his wife. That's after Virginia was arrested last November on a family violence assault charge. Court records also showed she was arrested New Year's Eve for public intoxication and for violating the protective order. Virginia was released from jail last Saturday. Two people were taken to the hospital after a truck struck a Texas A&M building on West Campus yesterday afternoon. According to university police, the truck was headed west on Raymond Stotzer Parkway when it struck a vehicle that was stopped in the left turn lane to turn south onto Olson. The driver of the truck then turned right, going north on Agronomy, when it left the pavement and drove into the west side of the Entomology Research Lab building. Investigators believe the collisions were due to medical reasons. The unidentified driver for a Georgia Electrical Construction Company and a lab employee were treated for undisclosed injuries. The collisions, which remain under investigation, closed the intersection of Stotzer and Agronomy for 2 hours. With 2 months' notice, the Bryan School District is finishing its second week of new bus routes and campus start and end times.
I know that's not always a lot when we have work schedules and things that we work around, but we did do our best with that.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck, during a visit on our show, repeated that after meeting last fall with campus principals, parents, and other stakeholders, it was time to, in her words, bite the bullet.
We can't go on like this an entire second semester. It's not good for kids, or at least most kids.
Dr. Whitbeck says it was better to make changes now for the district's more than 16,000 students and more than 2,000 employees. The Texas A&M System's Rellis campus was the site yesterday of a ceremonial topping out ceremony marking the last piece of steel going into the system's new Texas Transportation Institute headquarters building.
Rellis Director John Barton says the $70 million building will house 700 employees who are now at a variety of locations.
We're thinking that in the January-February 2019 timeframe, the building will be finished, we'll be moving in, and by March of 2019, we'll have our employees out there on the campus conducting their research and carrying out their everyday business.
The first of four new buildings at Rellis will open this March. That's the system's $75 million Research Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
13 different laboratories inside that center focused on research related to roads, bridges, power grids, telecommunication systems, water treatment plants, as well as the new technologies that enable them.
Also in March is groundbreaking for the system's Academic Alliance building, which will be home to a variety of system universities. That'll be built across the street from Blinn College's new academic building, which is scheduled to open this August. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve. It's time to go Texan in Brazos County on Saturday, January 20th, starting at 7 p.m. at the Brazos Center. Live and silent auctions, plus you can dance to the music of Crossroads. Help the Brazos County Go Texan Association support educational scholarships to graduating FFA and 4-H seniors. $10 presale tickets available at Catalina Hatters and Cavenders, or $15 at the door. Remember, go Texan on Saturday, January 20th at the Brazos Center. The George H.W. Bush Presidential Center, together with National Geographic and the College of Education and Human Development at Texas A&M University, present a thought leader panel discussion on human geography at the Annenberg Presidential Conference Center on January 25th at 6 p.m. Panelists will discuss topics of contemporary interest, including population distribution, urban geography, migration, and best practices in education. To register and for more information, visit bush41.org.
Hey, hey, good morning. It's 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Clouds are going to be with us throughout the day. It looks like we may even see a stray shower. The good news is we're getting rid of the cold air. Highs today, 50 to 55. Scattered showers are possible tonight. An evening low of 45 to 50. Temperatures rising through the overnight. Clouds and breezy for tomorrow. Highs close to 70. Mostly cloudy, breezy with scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Clouds and breezy for Sunday. Chance of showers, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops picked up another big win last night. They led wire to wire over Alabama as they defeated the Crimson Tide out in Tuscaloosa. Coach Gary Blair was pretty pleased with the victory.
This was a good win. We were able to stretch it and get some kids some playing time. They've been working so hard in practice.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up. And, yeah, he was able to play quite a few players, but Kyla Hillsman and Kennedy Carter, the two of the players who have been getting it done all season long, had pretty good games. So we'll go over that, as well as in the men's game, a couple of upsets from last night. Also, the Aggie guys will be in action tomorrow. And looking at a little NBA, James Harden made his return last night for the Houston Rockets. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, and of course, I mean, it's not the lead story in your world, but other people, you know, the NFL is this weekend.
Yeah, the AFC and NFC championship.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Doug Marrone, who is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, apparently he's taking all the advice that he can get on how to beat the New England Patriots. And he had fielded some, I think, some first graders from one of the local elementary schools had written in. And he brought the brought that stuff to the press conference about how to beat
Hey man, whatever you can get.
Yeah, so
what did they say?
You know, I don't know. I should have
kick him in the shins.
Yeah, it was a bad tease. My bad.
It's fine.
Just teasing folks.
See, he
letting me
he
down.
He took my story.
Oh,
and then ruined it. Drove it into the ground.
Well, we'll just call that an ultra tease.
Ultra tease.
Next hour, we'll find out.
Stick around, folks.
Yeah. Because there's no telling what'll happen today.
Ultra tease.
And actually, today we're going to do something.
Sounds like a stripper's name.
Wow. Yeah, you went there. You went there, didn't you?
Today we're going to do something we don't do very often, and that is repeat something that we had done yesterday because it was in the 8 o'clock hour. But it was so good because we had listener participation.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll tell you about that in a little while. In the meantime, how about the weather? This is... You know, it's almost like I was ready to wear a T-shirt to work today.
It is amazing what 10 degrees will do for you.
Here you go.
A little bit more.
Here you go, guys.
We're having a heat wave.
Oh, well.
A tropical heat wave.
I already had that bad boy pulled up.
Who is that singing?
That's Ella Fitzgerald.
Is it? Okay. All right.
Now, there's been several different versions of the song, obviously, that have been recorded.
Yes.
But Ella Fitzgerald sounding pretty good.
There you go. Well, and so it's clear now. 2 days ago, we wouldn't have believed it, but the Earth's long-term warming trend is continuing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, we could just see the difference between, you know, what we had on Wednesday and what we have today.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, exactly. So, apparently, 2017 now ranks as one of the three hottest years on record.
I'd rather die of a heat wave than a freezing cold tent.
Yeah,
I agree.
100%.
NASA scientists have shown us the data that say that 2017 was the... Okay, that's the name of that.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Anyway, showed the... 2017 was the second warmest year on record. So there, just letting you know. So in the meantime, a hospital in Washington State closed down this week because somebody was carrying an umbrella that was mistaken for a gun. Okay. The crazy part was that actually it was shaped like a sword.
Oh.
The person that we were looking for observed himself on social media, and he was able to contact us and let us know that I am the person that you are looking for. The item that you guys think is a rifle is actually an ornate umbrella.
No.
You know, there's a smile on my face now just because I'm so thankful that it wasn't a rifle and that it was just an umbrella. But obviously all precautions and protocol was taken to ensure the safety of the public.
Of course. There was a security camera shot of the guy in the hospital where they caught him kind of at a weird angle. And it does look a little sketchy. But in the end, we had social media to save us.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness social media is here to do that for us. And
right, because it doesn't do damage ever.
It
just
never
helps.
Does. They could say, we're here to help. And but then we also have another story about Tide Pods today.
Oh.
That's a good one, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay. A good story.
And there's
about
a story of a medical team in Russia that has removed a toothbrush that had been in a man's stomach for 22 years.
Whoa.
70 years old, said he had swallowed it without realizing it.
You swallowed a whole toothbrush?
Yes, and didn't realize it.
What?
Okay, I don't know.
Info?
Mation. Now, is it one of those travel size ones?
I don't know. They didn't show us a picture.
Wow.
Okay, so he's 70, so that means that he was 48 when he did that and didn't remember.
That whatever. That must have been some drinking involved.
Well, he's a Russian, so it was probably vodka. I'm just saying.
In the Russia.
Yeah.
Toothbrush.
I don't
brushes
want to profile, but they're...
All right, America. H&R Block has some good news for taxpayers this year. Check this out. For a limited time only, you could get a refund advance loan of up to $3,000 the same day you file at Block. That's right. You could get up to $3,000, no interest. Why wait weeks for your refund when you could get money at Block today? See? Told you it was good news. To learn more or find participating locations near you, visit hrblock.com. Get money faster. Get your taxes won. Optional tax refund related loan from B of I Federal Bank. Not your tax refund. $500, $750, $1,250, or $3,000 loans offered. Approval and loan amount based on expected refund and other conditions. Funds loaded on prepaid card. Tax returns may be e-filed without applying for this loan. Fees for other products or features may apply.
Why wait for your money? H&R Block has up to $3,000 in a refund advance loan available today. Visit our location in College Station on Texas Avenue next to Kohl's or in Bryan at the corner of 29th and Carter Creek Parkway. H&R Block.
Does your bagless vacuum smell like your pet? Does it smell musty and dusty? If it does, then you might need to change your filters. Changing the filters helps to maintain the suction and airflow so your vacuum picks up the dirt and debris the way it was designed to. Don't know where the filter is on your vacuum or not sure which filter you need? Then come by and see us at Sovac City and we'll be happy to help you. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City has also been voted the best of the Brazos Valley again, and we want to say thank you to all of you who voted for us. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Newstar 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, it's day 19, 346 of them to go. It's tin can day. I don't know that they're really made out of tin anymore, you know what I'm saying?
True. But
that's, metal can?
Yeah.
Metal can day?
Yeah, we could do that. That way it's more inclusive. And after all, we want to be inclusive. National Popcorn Day.
Yeah.
We'll do lots of popcorn facts later on, but
okay,
we can
say
that popcorn was reportedly introduced to English colonists at the first Thanksgiving.
Oh,
so
interesting.
They never mentioned that. And what Thanksgiving table do you actually find popcorn these days, right?
Yeah, that is true. You might find corn, but you don't really see popcorn.
That's well, and I'm sure that PBS probably did a show once where they prepared what was really on Thanksgiving just the way it was prepared, which was probably pretty annoying. Well, I mean, you know, it wouldn't be like it is now. For instance, you wouldn't have the green jello salad.
Of course.
That wouldn't be there.
And when they served popcorn, it was just another way that the pilgrims got to the Native Americans by having those kernels stuck in their teeth.
Exactly right. There you go. Had to pick them out afterwards. All right. We got birthdays.
Birthdays for today. But we had a lot of good birthdays for this weekend.
Right.
We'll get to all those. But
good.
Logan Lerman is turning 26. He's Percy Jackson.
Oh,
so there you go.
Of course.
Started off on a high note.
Yeah.
Logan Lerman. Shawn Johnson turning 26. She was a pretty good gold medalist gymnast back in the day.
Pretty good
gymnast. Also Dancing with the Stars champ. So
and
there you
go. And I think from Houston.
Yeah.
Is she really?
I think so.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'll look it up.
I know Gabby Douglas is from Houston. I did not
know
that.
There's a lot of them
Johnson.
From Texas.
Jody Sweetin is turning 36. Hey. Stephanie on Full House and Fuller
oh,
House.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And on Dancing with the Stars also.
Oh, really?
I don't know if she won. Yeah, she was on one of the more recent seasons.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. Sean's from Iowa. Yeah. I lie okay. sometimes.
Close.
It's cool.
Okay. Now, Nastia Lukin, she's from Dallas originally.
Okay.
So she was another big-time gymnast back in the day. Frank Caliendo is turning 44.
Whatever happened to him?
I think he still does stuff on Fox NFL Sunday.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure he still does.
Okay.
It's not like I watch the pregame shows or anything. But
well, a lot of people don't know who John Madden is anymore, so well, that's
true,
probably
too.
Hurts.
But, you know, Frank Caliendo, a great impressionist, the stuff that he's tried to do, like his shows and stuff like that, just really didn't work out.
You're right.
Correct me if I'm wrong on this. Drea DiMatteo?
Okay.
Right. Turning 46, plays Tess Nazario, J-Lo's Shades of Blue. Was also Adriana on The Sopranos and Wendy on Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
So we'll get you some more Sons of Anarchy news here in just a sec.
Oh,
Sean Wayans is turning 47, creator of Scary Movie, White Chicks, Little Man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Him and his brothers do quite a bit of things.
The Wayans brothers.
The Wayans brothers. Paul McCrane turning 57, was Dr. Romano in ER.
Okay.
Well, he died in that helicopter crash. The helicopter crashed on top of him. So, my bad. He was also on 24. Mm-hmm. Katie Sagal is turning 64 today. So, there you go. Sons of Anarchy was Gemma. Also, a pretty good singer in her own right. So, there you go. And she's also married to the, I believe, the director and writer of Kurt Sutter, I think is his name. Of Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
Oh,
so
that's
go.
How she got the gig.
That's
yeah.
how she, well,
wow.
she was pretty good.
Sleeping with the director.
She was good in the role.
Yeah.
Desi Arnaz Jr. is turning 65 today.
Wow.
Lucy and Desi's baby. Paula Dean.
Which, by the way, just the episode where they introduced the baby, 68% of all of the televisions in America were tuned into that.
Really?
Yep. That's how long ago that was.
Wow.
Okay.
There you go. So he's turning 65 today. Paula Dean turning 71.
Yow.
She made it to 71 years old despite all that
all
fat
that
and butter.
Butter.
Yeah, there you go. Dolly Parton is turning 72.
Nice.
Jolene.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So there she goes.
All right.
Turning 72. Miley Cyrus is a godmother,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, and they like to perform that together.
Yeah, so there you
She's
go.
Like filthy rich, too.
Miley
Dolly?
Cyrus or Dolly?
Both.
Both, yeah, but Dolly's
but
pretty,
Dolly,
pretty
yeah.
smart businesswoman.
There
yeah.
you go.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley Fabares, am I pronouncing that right?
No.
Fabares?
No.
Fabergé.
That's Shelley Fabre.
Fabre.
Who was, of course, one of the answers to one of the questions.
Correct.
Okay. Shelley Fabre.
Oh, my bad.
That's okay.
She sang Johnny Angel back in
1962. You're
right. Johnny Angel.
Oh, look at you.
How I tingle.
Now, not to be outdone, of course, you remember a few years back whenever we had the lady who sang about Johnny Football?
Johnny Football,
It's,
he's got something Aggies can't reach.
Hey, I'm hoping we can bring that back. Comeback season.
He doesn't even know impossible exists.
So that poor lady got
that was
so much hell for that.
Oh, it was so great.
But she sounded like Shelley Fabre. I mean,
yeah, she was really feeling it. She had the finger snaps and everything.
Great.
And Tippi Hedren is turning 88 today. Of course, the Birds, also Melanie Griffith's mom.
That's, in fact, she is. You're right. And Michael Crawford, who was the original Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. He's 76. Tomorrow's National Disc Jockey Day.
Hey.
It's also Camcorder Day. That's when the first camcorder was developed back in 1982. Cheese Lovers Day, if you happen to like cheese.
Oh, love cheese.
There you go. National Butter Crunch Day.
Okay.
And Penguin Awareness Day.
Be aware of the penguins.
I think we're aware of them.
Yeah.
I do like that commercial that's out right now. I think it's a Geico commercial, but the penguins are using a GPS to get to the...
Oh, yes.
So it'll be routing. It'll take you 92 days.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Pretty funny.
All right, birthdays.
Birthdays for tomorrow. Evan Peters is going to be turning 31. He plays Patrick March on American Horror Story Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been in that. Also an X-Men. He was Magneto's son, Quicksilver. Country singer Brantley Gilbert, he is turning 33. Sings like he's always in pain.
It's not his bottoms up.
Anyways, he's one of the bad ones.
Yeah,
so there you go. He's turning 33, but he always sounds like he's like constipated or something. I don't know what.
All
his
right.
Just saying.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson turning 52. Dwight Schrute on The Office.
Oh, sure. And a little else.
Yeah. Well, he's been in a couple other things.
But
yeah, that's mainly.
Nothing as big as that.
That's mainly it. John Michael Montgomery turning 53.
Hey. Oh, Lord.
That's not him at all. That's
no.
Matt Davis. Hold on. Here we go.
Got the auctioneer song. Hey, pretty lady. There you go.
There we go.
Mine, oh, mine. Bidding and be at your beck and call.
But keep that Mac Davis in mind. We'll get to him in just a sec.
Okay.
Lorenzo Lamas is turning 60. So there you go. Lorenzo Lamas, happy birthday. Bill Maher is turning 62 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Stanley, star child on Kiss.
Yeah.
66.
Wow.
Oh, there you go. David Lynch, 72. He was the director of Twin Peaks, The Elephant Man, Eraserhead, Blue Velvet.
He's a little different.
Yeah, a lot of weird.
A little different.
And Buzz Aldrin is turning the big 88 tomorrow.
All right. Other old people might remember Artie Johnson from Laugh In. He's 89. So there you go. All right. On Sunday, it's a National Hugging Day. Probably ask permission first. Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Squirrel, we're not even going to be here.
I know.
Oh.
International Sweatpants Day.
Ooh, that's a good day to be Sunday. Yeah.
Exactly. Granola Bar Day.
Okay.
All right.
Share one with your squirrel.
That's right. Yeah, and birthdays.
Birthdays for Sunday. Boo Boo Stewart is turning 24.
Oh.
He is a telepathic werewolf Seth Clearwater on Twilight movies.
Of course.
I really just wanted to say his name because I think Boo Boo Stewart is an amazing name.
Yeah.
So he's turning 24. Charlotte Rose is turning 50. NYPD Blue actress.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hakeem Olajuwon, The Dream, turning 55 on Sunday.
Goodness.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah.
Gina Davis is turning 62. Of course, Thelma and Louise, Commander in Chief. It's been a while since she's done stuff, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't remembered her being in anything in quite some time, so there you go. Billy Ocean is turning 68. Caribbean Queen.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound anything like Caribbean Queen when he's singing it, so there you go. So anyways, he is turning 68 on Sunday, and the aforementioned one, Mac Davis, well, he's turning 76.
Wow.
It's hard to be humble.
That's my dad's theme song.
There you go.
I actually had that as his ringtone for a little while, so there you go. So
he wrote In the Ghetto, by the way.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He did. And Baby Don't Get Hooked on Me was one of his big hits, too.
Yep, a lot of stuff.
Placido Domingo turning 77.
Placido,
one of the three. Yeah, him too.
Yeah.
He's turning 77, one of the three tenors.
Yeah, yeah.
Jack Nicklaus turning 78 on Sunday. Of course, Jack Nicklaus. So there you go.
Yeah.
And that's all I got for birthdays.
Indoor Plumbing, happy birthday to that. That's pretty good.
That's important.
Started in 1801, which is earlier than I thought.
Same,
Philadelphia. And,
that just mean they basically had the outhouse inside?
Yeah, probably so. And Paul Allen, he's almost as rich as Bill Gates. You don't hear much about him. He owns, among other things, the Seattle Seahawks. He's a co-founder of Microsoft.
Okay.
65 today. There you go, 627.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Unemployment claims have now hit the lowest level in nearly a century. That's out today. I mean, the total number of workers claiming unemployment insurance fell to its lowest level in 45 years. I doubt fake news, fake news network CNN's going to talk about it, or the conspiracy network. Anyway, but in the first 2 weeks of 2018, the number of applications claiming unemployment insurance dropped by 41,000 workers. That's the lowest record number since February 24th, 1973. The numbers came out 1 week after the Department of Labor announced the total number of workers who actually receive unemployment insurance fell to the lowest level in 44 years at the end of 2017. I mean, these are incredible numbers.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Many experts warn of a stock market crash any day now. And if it's anything like the last two crashes, you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings in the Wall Street casino. Can you afford to lose half of your retirement savings again? Hey, you don't have to lose a penny, because there's a better, safer way to save for retirement. And you can learn all about it in a free report. This is the report Wall Street and big banks desperately hope you never see. Why? Because this method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. It lets lets you take back control of your money and finances. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Plus, it beats the pants off any 401k or IRA. These are uncertain times, so get the information you need today to guarantee your retirement security. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Good morning, 629. Infomaniacs, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Called Skyline Communications. 775-2929. 20% chance of some showers today. We'll get up to 50 later on today. Then tonight, 40% chance of rain, down to about 48. Tomorrow, 68. And then on Sunday, 72. But just so you know, showers are pretty likely on Sunday with about a 70% chance. Sunshine returns next week. Start the week pretty nicely. Monday looks like 61 for a high, and around 65 on Tuesday. Right now, the winds are out of the southeast at 3. We've got overcast skies, and it's 39.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. IBM's revenue rose for the first time in 23 quarters, beating analyst estimates. But the company warned that a higher tax rate this year would eat into its profit. IBM shares, which have rallied 10% so far this year in hopes of a strong turnaround in the company's fortunes, fell more than 3% in after-hours trading. The company forecasts stable margins and revenue for 2018, boosted by growth in its newer businesses such as cloud computing and security services. Several major not-for-profit hospital groups are trying their own solution to drug shortages and high medicine prices, creating a company to make cheaper generic drugs. The plan follows years of shortages of generic injected medicines that are the workhorses of hospitals, along with some huge price increases for once cheap generic drugs. Crude oil down 26 cents at $63.69 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed lower yesterday. That's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 39 degrees, nice and warm. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District is finishing its second week of new campus start and end times and new bus routes. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck was asked about the new bus schedules on our show.
Some family now might be inconvenienced that wasn't inconvenienced before. We know these things. But when you look at it from a large perspective of 16,200 children and 2,000 employees, it was better to go ahead and do it now.
Dr. Whitbeck also repeated the input she received last year from campus principals, parents, and other stakeholder groups.
My question was, do we limp along or do we take the plunge and make the decision? And unanimously in every stakeholder group, it was bite the bullet.
Whitbeck added the old transportation system was not good for most kids. Four new buildings on the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus are in various stages of construction.
Rellis Director John Barton's among those anticipating the completion of the more than $200 million of new buildings.
It's the opportunity to take really world-class research facilities, combining those with the educational opportunities that the education programs will provide, and allowing not only our students and faculty, but also our private sector and public sector partners that are interested in these technologies and these research fields inside those buildings, but also to walk out of those buildings onto those proving grounds and test beds that were part of the old Bryan Army Air Base that we've been using for the last 50 years.
Barton says they're moving into the system, $75 million Research Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
We'll have our ribbon cutting, if you will, for that building in March. That'll be home to about 50 research professionals on a regular basis, as well as several others that come in and conduct research.
Groundbreaking on the system's Academic Alliance building will take place in March. That'll be home to programs offered by a variety of system universities. That'll be built across the street from Blinn College's new academic building, which is scheduled to open this August. And a year from now, the system's Transportation Institute will open its new $70 million headquarters building, bringing in 700 employees who have been scattered at various locations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council's decision to move the municipal golf course has the attention of the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center.
That's some prime land, and everybody looks at it. You can just simply look on a map and say, hey, there's some prime real estate, a lot of acreage, a lot of opportunity.
Dr. Jim Gaines, speaking on the show, says the question is how to properly develop the area surrounding what is planned to be a super park.
This is going to take action on the private development side and the public side. How do we make sure that that is developed the right way? I'm not even sure how we define the right way at this point.
Gaines is one of the featured speakers at next Wednesday's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference. Preliminary autopsy results have been announced in the deaths of three Bryan residents. According to police, a murder-suicide took place in the West Bryan apartment of Melvin and Virginia Benfield. Investigators were told Melvin shot Virginia and a neighbor, Larry Davis, before turning the gun on himself. Virginia had been released from jail 5 days before the bodies were discovered. That's after she was arrested New Year's Eve for public intoxication and violating a protective order. The order was issued after Virginia was arrested last November on a charge of assaulting her husband. A building on the Texas A&M West Campus was damaged and traffic was blocked for 2 hours at Agronomy and Raymond Stotzer following two collisions yesterday afternoon. University police report a man driving for a Georgia electrical contractor went to the hospital after his truck hit the west side of the entomology research lab building. Also going to the hospital was a lab employee. Investigators were told the truck was headed west on Raymond Stotzer Parkway when it struck a vehicle that was stopped in the left turn lane to turn south onto Olson. The driver of the truck then turned right, going north on Agronomy, when it left the pavement and drove into the west side of the lab building. Investigators believe the collisions were due to medical reasons. And keeping the doors locked prevented a West Bryan convenience store from being robbed Wednesday night. An employee at Tommy's Drive-In on West 28th reported four people with their faces covered attempted to enter around 9:30. The group left without attempting to force their way inside. 90 minutes later, police received a call of an armed robbery at another convenience store on the other side of town. Again, four people with their faces covered and at least one showing a gun took an undisclosed amount of money from the Quick Mart at William Joel Bryan and Villa Maria. No one was hurt. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater are now United Ag and Turf, your local John Deere dealership. Stop in for our customer appreciation sale going on this month only. Get great deals on John Deere tractors, mowers, gators, and attachments. Save big. Now is the time to buy. It's more affordable than ever with finance options as low as 0% for up to 84 months. Plus, get even more for your trade. There's never been a better time to buy a new John Deere. Stop in today or visit us at UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end January 31st, 2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N-131-18.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals. Join us this week for Hospice Brazos Valley, Caring Transitions, and more from Betamed. Tune in Sundays at 8 a.m. here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, 640 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Got weather brought to you by Ground Shuttle. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. We got new numbers, a lot different than what we've had. They're better.
Warmer temperatures are back, but so are clouds. Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We'll get to about 50 to 55 this afternoon before the day is done. I can't rule out an isolated shower. Tonight, clouds, maybe a few showers. Temperatures will rise from the 40s into the 50s overnight. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow. Highs close to 70. Chance of showers, breezy, mild tomorrow night, 60. Scattered showers possible Sunday, breezy and warm, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops got the big win last night over Alabama. The Aggs led wire to wire. That allowed Coach Gary Blair to get some of those bench players some playing minutes, and he said, hey, they deserved it.
India Jones and Jada Walton and Kaylin and Lulu, they've been working hard. That's what makes us a better team because of our depth and how hard they go against us in practice.
So some of the role players got plenty of playing time last night, but so did the starters. Kyla Hillsman and Kennedy Carter were getting it done for the Aggies in the big win. So we'll talk about that matchup, as well as the Aggie guys will be back in action tomorrow. They're going to be hosting Missouri. Hopefully they can build on
get
Tuesday
that win streak
night's,
going. Yeah.
Tuesday
yeah.
night's
yeah.
win
big
over
win streak.
Ole Miss. So we'll talk about Aggie hoops and as well as some national hoops. All that more coming up in sports.
All right. Get entered for your chance to win up to $5,000 toward the purchase of a new roof. Courtesy of the brand new Aggieland Roofing on our website at WTAW.com. Aggieland Roofing is your Aggie owned and operated residential roofing specialist serving the Brazos County area and beyond. And, you know, you may not think much about your roof, but it is one of the most important parts of your home. So find out how you can protect your investment, add value to your property, and save money on heating and cooling costs with Aggieland Roofing. They offer financing, have an impressive turnaround, and they can create roofing that is both curb appeal nice and also energy efficient. So check them out online at aggielandroofing.com. But if you want to register, you can do that at our website, which is WTAW.com. So the wall. You know, we've been talking about the wall for a while.
Yeah.
We got money for the wall. How are we going to build the wall? Are we going to make the wall float? I mean, whatever. Apparently, the White House chief of staff, guy's named John Kelly. Okay, he's on the president's team. Okay, they're on the same team.
Okay,
what he did an interview with Fox News, and he said that that the president's views on building a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico have evolved.
Yeah,
and that he really wasn't fully informed when he was on the campaign trail. I don't know if that's what you want to be saying about
yeah.
the boss.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
When it comes to talking about the wall. So sources tell Fox that the president was not happy with the comment, I imagine.
Yeah.
And he soon sent out a tweet saying that the concept of a wall has never changed or evolved. So now Attorney General Jeff Sessions is telling Fox News that the president been thinking about the wall the same all along. So apparently it was his job to go out there and straighten it out. So here's Jeff Sessions.
We all change and we learn something as we go forward, his principles on immigration have not changed. He favored the wall. He's fought for it all the way through the campaign in Congress, and he never said it was going to go from coast to coast. He never said every single inch of the border had to have a wall on it. Mm-hmm. So I think he's been quite consistent on that.
No, he hasn't. But that's fine. That's fine. Okay. That's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got one guy who says one thing, then be sure and get another guy who works for you to say something completely different.
Yeah, sure.
But let us be real. If Trump ends up saying no wall, that's going to be a grave disappointment
to
a lot of folks.
You're
just because we want to see how this plays out.
Exactly. We want to see a wall. We think a wall would be neat.
Sure.
And as Jack Nicholson told us, you need me on that wall. You want me on that wall.
Mm-hmm.
That's a few good men.
You can't handle the truth, Scott.
That's the one. So chances are high that we could have a partial government shutdown at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
See how
it's going to be like New Year's Eve, like waiting for the countdown.
Republicans and Democrats are pointing fingers as the federal government gets ready to turn into a pumpkin at midnight.
What?
House Speaker Paul Ryan.
Or that.
The only people standing in the way of keeping the government open are Senate Democrats.
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
I don't want a shutdown. I want the Dreamers protected, but I don't want any shutdown.
Senate Democrats are threatening to filibuster a House-passed spending bill that includes money for the military and the Children's Health Insurance Program, but does not include protections for children brought to America illegally. A filibuster means there's a 60-vote threshold in the Senate, and Republicans only have 51 seats. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Well, I know we're all going to be up until midnight tonight just to see.
Oh,
Yeah.
Waiting with bated breath.
Because we'll care about that.
What are they going to do if the government shut down? They're just going to go eat bonbons somewhere?
Well, you know, we talked about that a little bit. The one thing that we will notice here is that the Bush Library will close.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, you know, those are federal employees.
Right.
Yeah.
And stuff like the post office will still be open.
Okay.
That kind of thing. But that'll close. And then, of course, the IRS office or any offices, I guess, that you walk into. I don't know about Social Security. I guess we probably ought to look into that and see what might happen. But, again, maybe our elected heroes in Washington, D.C. will be able to figure something out.
Now, if it does shut down, then how long will it stay shut down until another vote can come
right,
up?
Right.
I mean, is that...
Well, yeah, well, they could do that on... Well,
could they do it the next day?
Yep, they could do it Saturday.
Okay. So there's not like if it does shut down, it's a two-week span at least or whatever?
Right, they'll just get it done.
Minimum? Okay.
Yep, if they can get it done, I can hear the relief in your voice.
No, I was so worried.
I know. So anyway, they may vote on it. And I'd hate for them to spoil their weekend.
No.
Yeah, you know, that would just really put a damper on
Because I
things.
Know that they probably had big plans this weekend, and, you know, there's some of them who just... They probably have tickets to the football game, and they want to go
True.
To that.
They
caller.
Can't. Yeah, they can't miss that.
No. Hello?
Yeah, that's a real hard choice. Fund the government or reward illegal immigrants who broke the law.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're right. It doesn't. But they're dreamers, remember? Remember?
Dreamers.
They came
it's
here.
A better word if you use dreamers.
That's right. They came here, and there's nothing that they could do about it. You know, the federal government's just being mean and nasty. Hello?
Yes, there's... We're supposed to send home basically the non-essentials, but if they're not essentials, why are we paying them?
That's a very good observation.
We were discussing that actually yesterday. I was in a meeting, and we were discussing the situation where do you describe yourself as non-essential?
Who does that? Who would describe themselves as non-essential?
And they said, you know, that'd be fine until job review time rolls around.
Well, you guys actually really don't need me
when
here.
When they call you in and go, well, you're the one who defined yourself as non-essential because you didn't show up at work. So let's see how that plays out for you. And the thing is, you know, I don't think they don't. We don't have job. Do we have job reviews here? I don't.
I assume as long as we still have a job,
then we're doing a good job.
Yeah, that's it.
But after yesterday, I really don't know.
But you know, in lots of institutional situations, you have to go in and do your job review, and so.
By the sorry, Scott.
I mean, no, I'm done.
Did we see the President Trump from earlier this morning?
Tweet.
Government. Yeah, that too. A government funding bill passed last night in the House of Representatives. Now Democrats are needed if it is to pass in the Senate. But they want illegal immigration and weak borders. Shutdown coming? We need more Republican victories in 2018.
Oh, listen to him. calling it out right now, hanging it on the Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, our president and his phone. 648.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in by 9, out after 5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you've ever wanted to grow your own garden fresh produce, your prime planting season is near at hand, especially if it's orchards. Nurseries have placed their orders, and supplies of bare-rooted, bald and burlapped, and container-grown trees are arriving daily. Let's outline the steps to a successful home orchard in the hopes that you'll avoid the major pitfalls. I'll be back with details after this message. Get your new gardening year off to a great start with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. You can order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week or from neilsperry.com anytime 24/7. That's NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, this newest book of mine is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. If you go into stores or on Amazon, that's the book you're going to be getting. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed, only $31.95 plus tax and postage, satisfaction guaranteed. Again, 800-752-4769 or order at neilsperry.com. If you're planning a home orchard, you need to start by acknowledging that home fruit production may not be a money-saving affair. By the time you buy the plants, water and feed them on schedule, spray them according to the most reliable recommendations, and wait several years for them to start producing, you may have some mighty good yields before you can declare it an economic success. Nonetheless, there's something especially satisfying about having produced luscious, mouth-watering fruit. Your next major responsibility is to stick with varieties your family likes and types that are reasonably likely to produce well in our soils and our climate. Cherries, for example, aren't suited to most of Texas. It's simply too warm for them here. Figs, by comparison, are somewhat risky in the northern parts of the state because of the winters. Extension fruit specialists tell us that plums, blackberries, and pears are our most productive fruit types. Even with those crops, however, it's imperative that you choose only the best-suited varieties. Some pears, for example, such as the grocery store favorite Bartlett, are miserably adapted to Texas because of a very serious fire blight disease problem. You also need to allow ample room. Grapevines, for example, get very, very large. Fruit trees get larger. Pecans get largest. If you plant your trees and vines too closely together, they'll rob one another of much-needed sunlight, moisture, and nutrients. Production will drop and fruit quality will be poor. You need to know each crop's mature size and then be sure you can provide room for it. Most fruit crops are sold bare-rooted during the winter. That's because of a Texas tradition the past 150 years. It continues today. That's just the way they're done. You go into your local garden center during the cold weather, pick out your plant, carry it home, and plant it at once. Ideally, you should choose a fruit tree in the 3 to 5 foot range. Pecans transplant most successfully if they're 4 to 6 feet tall. Now, you are finding more and more often container-grown trees, so that's much to our advantage. They have all of their roots intact. They take off very quickly. Much of the success you expect to have with your orchard will be determined by the initial pruning and training you give the plants. I'd suggest you go to aggiehorticulture.com and then enter the fruit that you're trying to grow. So, for example, a web search, Aggie Horticulture Plums or Aggie Horticulture Pecans, that'll take you right to the best of information. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks a lot for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning at 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie women's basketball got back on the winning track last night, downing Alabama 73-54 out in Tuscaloosa. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the victory.
This was a good win. We were able to stretch it and get some kids some playing time. They've been working so hard in practice, particularly India Jones and Jada Walton and Kaylin and Lulu. They've been working hard. That's what makes us a better team because of our depth and how hard they go against us in practice. So we're going to use this for a win. We're going to get ready for LSU, who just beat Auburn tonight. And, folks, I'm going to need you on Monday night.
Now, Coach got big performances from his starters yesterday as well, with Kennedy Carter and Kyla Hillsman each scoring 20 points.
I just go out there and try to play. Earlier in the season, I was really focused on playing well all the time, and I wouldn't go out there and produce. And now I just go out there and try to have fun with my teammates, to be honest.
That's Hillsman after the victory. She also added 10 rebounds for the Aggs, who improved to 15-5 on the year and 4-2 in SEC play. In the men's game, second-ranked Virginia topped Georgia Tech last night, 64-48. St. Mary's upended number 13 Gonzaga 74-71, and Nebraska blew out 23rd-ranked Michigan 72-52. Now tonight, there will only be one top 25 team in action, and that's Michigan State, which hosts Indiana in a Big Ten matchup at 6 o'clock. Now for the Aggie guys, they'll be in action tomorrow as they welcome Missouri to town. The Maroon and White are fresh off their first SEC win of the year, a 71-69 nail-biter victory over Ole Miss on Tuesday. Tip-off against the Tigers is tomorrow at 3 o'clock with broadcast right here on WTAW as well as RadioAggieland.com. Former USA Gymnastics doctor Larry Nassar will be sentenced Monday or Tuesday. That's according to Judge Rosemary Aquilina. Nassar faces a minimum sentence of 25 to 40 years in prison after admitting to sexually molesting girls who sought treatment for hip and back injuries. Aquilina has listened to more than 60 victims this week, but there are more to come today. James Harden scored 10 points in his return from injury, and the Houston Rockets downed the Minnesota Timberwolves last night, 116-98. Coach Mike D'Antoni was asked about his thoughts on the Beard's return.
Rusty, you know, it just wasn't the same. But, you know, he'll be back, and I don't know if Saturday or it was Monday, but as he keeps playing, he'll get in shape and get his legs and get into a rhythm. He'll be fine. And it's hard for him to also go in and out. Minutes restriction is tough. But it's necessary. I mean, Luke the other night wasn't good the first time he came back, and it just takes a while for these players to get in it. And in the meantime, we have to win on defense, rebound, and get back in transition and have a toughness about it, and I thought that's what we did. That's what's good about it.
Harden was the NBA's leading scorer this year before tweaking his hamstring back on New Year's Eve. Now tonight, the San Antonio Spurs will head north of the border as they visit the Toronto Raptors at 6 o'clock. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars fell to the Columbus Blue Jackets last night in a shootout 2-1. One bright spot was Stars rookie Dylan Hetherington, who was making his NHL debut.
You know, the first 5 minutes, my legs are shaking, and, you know, it's tough to concentrate. But as the game went on, you know, John's helped me out so much as he's, you know, had experienced that before. And, you know, he just kind of helped me settle down and finally found my game and went from there.
It was an interesting debut for the 22-year-old Hetherington, who was drafted by Columbus in the second round of the 2013 NHL draft. And the AFC and NFC championship games are set for this Sunday. Jacksonville visits the reigning Super Bowl champion New England Patriots at 2, while the Philadelphia Eagles play host to the Minnesota Vikings at 5:40. Broadcast for both of those games will be over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by WC Tractor. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 17th for Hospice Happening 2018, a salute to those who serve. Join us in honoring veterans while supporting Hospice Brazos Valley. Enjoy dinner and dancing to music performed by Texas Unlimited Band. Try your luck at casino gaming tables and a silent auction. Experience an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. A salute to those who serve.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station, a look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit bcschamber.org.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference. Hey, we're feeling the difference today. 50 will be the high temperature. It'll probably be cloudy. About probably 48 for a low temperature tonight. Maybe some rain, 40% chance. Then 68 on Saturday, 72 on Sunday. But we do have a 70% chance of showers, just letting you know. Sunshine returns on Monday and Tuesday. We'll be in the low to middle 60s. It's 39 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.